Good morning, 508. Happy Friday. Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1, the Ides of March. Whatever that means.
Right.
Just beware them. which should have been told to this fox before he entered the hen house.
Uh-oh.
That's an old saying, right? You don't let the fox watch the hen house.
Exactly.
Or a fox in the hen house, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, this fox probably regretted it.
What happened?
The chickens attacked.
Good for the chickens!
Yeah. The quote is, "They can be quite tenacious when they're in a pack."
Yeah, I bet. Right? All those beaks, like...
Mm. Yeah. I think it was like 6,000 free-range chickens.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on.
So I guess there were 3,000 of them in the coop, and the fox went in and was like, "Oh, payday. You know, this is awesome." Yeah, he got pecked.
Good.
He got pecked.
Probably cornered him.
A whole mass of hens can arrive together, and the fox may have panicked in the face of such a big number. Yeah.
What was going through his mind, right?
How
quickly he
went from. Yeah. Right. How quickly he went from, "Oh my God, I hit the jackpot," to "Holy crap, get me out of here.
Right. I need 911.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, come on, let me out of here! I didn't mean anything! I mostly did that story because I wanted to hear the song.
I do like that song.
Sweet! So, you got some more foods yesterday, I saw.
I did.
On Instagram.
I did.
And so, what are you allowed to eat now on this diet?
Oh, God, what did I get back? I got back some vinegars, I got back cherries, I got back butternut squash.
Cherries?
Yeah, but
you don't even eat cherries.
I know. I don't eat cherries.
Well, you put it on Instagram like you were all excited about cherries. You don't even eat cherries.
I know, because I eat the pits. So
I don't, you've talked about this because
I eat the pits.
I don't understand.
I know it's very weird, but I am not able to eat cherries without swallowing the pits for whatever reason. I mean, if I sat there and I was super, super focused the whole time, I probably could. But, you know, who wants to do that?
How do you eat an olive?
I know. I can spit out the pits on that.
It's even easier on the cherries. Or you should get one of those de-pitters.
Cherry de-pitters?
Yeah. Or olive de-pitter. I think it's the same thing. Same little tool.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen those. You know what? I'm not that big on cherries. But what I can do is I can get Larabar, the cherry pie, now, which is a new Larabar to
my... Oh. So. And those are pit-free.
Yes.
But that'd be a bummer if it was a breakfast bar that had pits in it. And you're like chewing through. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, got that one out.
Yeah, and here's a tooth for the dentist to put back in.
Yeah. I really don't understand this. Beyond that you couldn't get the pits out, that you would just chew the pits?
I don't chew them. I just pop them down my throat, swallow them.
Yeah, but that's got to... That would come out the other end whole.
Probably. I don't look.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know, and imagine you're
How
sitting
do you
there
not do that?
It's bag.
A cherry pits are pretty big.
I don't know. I'd like to say I'm a good swallower, but I know what's going to happen with that.
Well, I don't want to. No, go. I mean, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Yeah. No, I don't know what it is. It's a weird thing, you know. We all have like little weird things.
I tried to spit them out. It just doesn't happen. I just swallow them.
Yep. That's me and cherries.
Don't chew, don't taste, just swallow.
That's me too. I just eat fast. I just do it fast.
But now you can have like cherry breakfast bars or cherry muffins.
Florence, there's a tangy taste in this muffin. Is that a cherry?
Oh, no, no, my muffin hasn't had a cherry since 1939.
Yeah,
So, yeah, new food's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend, Eva?
I popped the cherry.
Good morning. Happy Friday. 513 Blake and Eva Show.